So without further ado, let's welcome Susan Sedlock, who is the host and organizer of this conference, and we owe her a huge round of applause for all the work she's put in to make this conference happen. So thank you, Susan.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Lister Hill Auditorium. I'm so excited to finally be here today and have the opportunity to get this conference on the road. When I went to the first annual conference back in June, there was a call from the organizers to please come forward, anybody who would like to keep the ball rolling and make this thing happen yet again. And I just put my hand right up there and said, I'll do it if you'll come to Washington. And so here we are, finally. And it's a delight to be here. I do want to thank you all in advance for following the regulations of this auditorium, which is no food or drink. If you have a cell phone, to please turn it to vibrate. And as Joel just mentioned about how to use your microphones, that would be wonderful. So thank you very much for that. When I first thought about naming this conference, giving it a theme, the future is now is what came to mind. And so much of that was because when I first learned about LDN and saw the wonderful effects it had for my father's multiple myeloma, I just thought I had to tell the world. It just could not be my little secret that LDN is good medicine. And so much has happened between the last conference in June of 2005 and to where we are today, that absolutely, this is our great moment to move forward. And I can see that LDN is so much more known now than it was just a year ago, and that we really have so much to be excited about, and to know that we are seeing our good work come to fruition. It is happening for us. LDN is becoming a recognized protocol of treatment. And as much as I look forward to today and plan for today, I have to tell you this conference is just a little bit bittersweet for me because my dear father, who is 91 years old in January, did pass away on March 20th. He took LDN for 3.5 years. And because of LDN, he was the best looking multiple myeloma patient any doctor ever saw. He outlived every doctor's expectation, life expectancy for him. And if he could be here today, I know he would say, LDN saved his life. I can tell you it saved our lives because cancer is not just a single person disease. It affects the entire family. And our life was happy and good right up to the moment. And I also want everyone to know that while he passed away at the age of 91, it was not from multiple myeloma. It was from respiratory failure. And all I can say is that we all get put here at a time and taken at a time, so we just be grateful for each day in between.